City spokes are made one by holes in a hub, by vacancies joining them for a wheel's use. The use of clay in molding pitchers comes from the hollow of its absence. Doors, windows in a house are used for their emptiness. Thus, we are helped by what is not to use what is.
Extension of the foot. The book is an extension of the eye. Clothing is an extension of the skin. Electric circuitry, the medium of our time, is an extension of the central nervous system. The media, by altering the environment, evoke in us unique ratios of sense perception. The extension of any one sense alters the way we think and act, the way we perceive the world, and the way we perceive our own bodies. When these ratios change, men change.
She was indignant when I suggested the use of an aphrodisiac. Why?
Well, son, you can do two things. You can just start kissing her. However, like, ma'am, attracted to beautiful, you know, it's like a magnet. But don't move on her like a little bitch, right? You just get in there, because when you're a star like this guy, you can do whatever you want. They let you do anything.
That's all?
That's all! Or you grab him by the pipe.
So nobody thinks Donald J. Trump is going to win this election.
If I don't smoke, someone else will.
The method of the 20th century is to use not single but multiple models for experimental exploration.
Did Hillary have this kind of experience?
What a sad, disgusting, nasty
experience. Sure, all but one of my libelous have been thrown up. Who cares?
I'm going to here, and we're going to get him out.
They're bringing drugs.
Some bad hombres here, and we're gonna get them out.
Face with a body like that.
Electrical information devices,
if you don't
universal,
tyrannical,
womb-to-tomb surveillance are causing a very serious dilemma between our claim to privacy and the community's need to know.
They're gonna be deported. We have a country we don't.
This is a country where we speak English, not Spanish.
We're rounding them up in a very humane way.
Roaming free to threaten peaceful citizens.
Well, who's doing the raping? Somebody's doing the raping, you know.
Kids born to illegal hires.
Well, I happen to disagree with the whole concept of anchor babies.
The whole thing with the anchor babies, sir.
Our country's going to hell.
Nothing you can do.
Somebody's doing the raping.
kids born to illegal hives.
Well, I happen to disagree with the whole concept of anchor babies.
The whole thing with the anchor babies, sir.
Our country's going to hell.
You don't think you've alienated people?
We're going to have a deportation force.
She called me Miss Hal Kibbe, Miss Biggie.
Yo estoy con ella. Yo estoy con Hillary Clinton.
First time I'm more than my last 20 years in this country. First time for Hillary.
This year, 27 million Latinos will be eligible to vote. So that means we have a powerful voice and will impact this election. We must show up and vote. You're still watching this video. It's over. Go!
Content is part of the message too, and I think they've said something. They haven't understood.
The medium is the mass age.
Really? The medium is the mass age. What a lot of this in Toronto. He's taken a whole generation by the scruff of the neck and said, look at this problem. Whether I irritate you into it or seduce you into it, he has just made a certain kind of awareness.
Since Donald Trump has started running for president,
they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
I've felt harassed for being Latino.
I've been bullied for being Muslim.
A total and complete shutdown of Muslims.
When I'm in a wheelchair, people stare at me.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
That photo and I have to save the nation. When Mr. Trump made fun of him, that hurt my feelings.
When Donald Trump's on TV, he's saying really mean things about women.
She's a disgusting pig, right?
They've been calling me terrorists at my school. And it hurts, you know.
The race for the White House is producing a bullying effect on some school children across the country.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Click. Click.
Isolated thoughts and actions, the patterns of mechanistic technology are very seriously threatened by new methods of instantaneous electric information retrieval by the electric inoperative. Click. Inoperative.
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. The government you have elected.
Stuff that Trump has said has made it okay for these kids to say these prejudiced, very racist sometimes comments.
People saying, oh, I can do whatever I want.
It's okay to do it. There's no consequences anymore.
It's terrible that Trump has made that okay.
Which we habitually look for reassurance.
A protest vote, Dad. It's my right as an American citizen.
I'm not a killer. I'm worried that I'm a killer.
Sweetheart, you're too young.
Look,
shall. I not shall being an eternal present.
All rights reserved. Copyright 1967.
Seem to be suing him while he says he will sue them all? Doesn't it bother you that he keeps insisting that, as he phrased it in the last debate, nobody has more respect for women than I do? Yet when a pornographic actress claimed he grabbed her, Trump said, "Oh, I'm sure she has never been grabbed before." There he goes, respecting women again. Doesn't that bother you? Even if he didn't do anything, and she and the others are all lying, doesn't that bother you? Doesn't it bother you that when a woman employee he body shamed in public came out for Hillary Clinton, he accused her of also being a pornographic actress? Disgusting. Check out Sex Tape and Past, Alicia M. Doesn't it bother you that before Alicia Machado and before all those women and long before that Billy Bush tape back in March, his campaign manager shoved a woman reporter. Trump said she had made the story up and he hinted at prosecuting her. Victory press conference was over. Why is she allowed to grab me and shout questions? Can I press charges? Doesn't it bother you that he allegedly wanted to fire women who worked for him at his golf club in Rancho Palos Verdes, California for not being, quote, pretty enough? Doesn't it bother you that days after Anna Nicole Smith dropped dead, he went on national radio and said, she had the best hair, but she had the best face and the best body. Now when she opened her mouth, it was different, let's face it. Doesn't it bother you that when his advocate Newt Gingrich gets into an on-air argument with a woman newscaster, his spokesman accuses her of attacking Trump and makes the thinly veiled threat, quote, watch what happens to her when this election is over? Doesn't it bother you that he dismissed one woman seeking to become the first ever to be the presidential nominee of his party by saying, can you imagine that, the face of our next president?
I've been bullied
for being Muslim.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims.
When I'm in a wheelchair, people stare at me.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
That's total, and I have to save the nation. When Mrs. Trump made fun of him, that hurt my feelings.
When Donald Trump's on TV, he's saying really mean things about women.
She's a disgusting pig, right?
They've been calling me terrorists at my school. And it hurts, you know?
Don't know.
know that your vote counts. It's very important that we all get out and vote.
I'm voting for Hillary because she shares my passion.
Too many people.
Quality, opportunity, hard work. I'm voting for Hillary because after her career as a lawyer, a law professor, First Lady of Arkansas, First Lady of the United States, and U.S. Senator and Secretary of State, Hillary has more experience and exposure to the presidency than anyone in our lifetime. And she is by far the most qualified candidate in this election. And I'm voting for Hillary because she has concrete, detailed policies that will actually make a difference in people's lives. Making college affordable, helping families pay their bills, improving our children's schools, and so much more. So Hillary has done her job. Now it's time for us to do our job.
November 3rd, 5 days until the 2016 presidential election, and this is the closer. November 3rd, 5 days until the 2016 presidential election, and this is the closer.
WCOM, as Keith Oberman just said, 5 days until the election, and man, buckle up. These are kind of crazy. If you haven't voted yet, and I haven't already shamed you for not voting yet, get your sorry ass out there and vote. Pretty sure I can say ass even after 10 o'clock. It's not one of the seven dirty words, so get your sorry ass out and vote. Seriously, no kidding. Okay, you can't vote right now, but when the polls open. For real. We do this every Thursday night, deep into the Thursday night, 10 o'clock hour post Safe Harbor hours. I think I hear some sirens. Shoot. Okay, we're having a benefit concert and they're starting to come in. They're taking over. Okay, no, that was actually somebody's getting some pizza next door. Okay, but seriously. Micropower radio, community-based radio, revolutionary radio by the Trumpocalypse, potentially. Is that real? Is that on the radio? Oh my god, here they come! It's... Okay, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Okay, great. It's not the Trumpocalypse yet.
He grew up as a little shit spark from the old shit flint, and then he turned into a shit bonfire, and then driven by the winds of his monumental ignorance, he turned into a raging shit firestorm. If I get to be married to Barb, I'll have total control of Sunnyvale, and then I can unleash a tsunami tidal wave that'll engulf and extinguish shit flames forever.
I can't interrupt this crazy Gaslamp Killer mix. But now I have already, obviously. So we're going to just keep rolling here deep into Micropower Safe Harbor Hours as we count down, as we have been counting down at the Fierce George Show. You can go to fiercegblogspot.com if you want to learn more about all the old shows. We started officially at day 100. We're day 5 now. We started day 100. We got all the way to, actually before that, starting off in 2015, we were spotlighting the potential Trumpocalypse. So, especially to those folks out here who have been really helpful in keeping the show going these past 100 days, just want to say we're going to need y'all even more if things don't go the way they should. But I have a feel. I just have a feeling the Earth is going to continue, and past Tuesday, I think there will be a November the 9th. I think so. Yes. Yes, there will. You can learn more about the Furious George Show. But go to WCOMFM.org. WCOM Radio, Micropower Radio is a really amazing, cool, loco-powered. Speaking of loco-powered, here comes David, Dr. David Tofu. He's wrapping up from the fun festival. Get him, Abby. we've got also DJ Eddie Abbey here in the house, who's keeping guard. Abbey, get him. Is it the Tofu Master? All right, cool. We're just making sure everything's we're counting down in the Trumpocalypse. We're trying to appreciate the most of these last few minutes here. Okay. A few days. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. You can go to learn all kinds of crazy cool stuff by emailing furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com or give us a call here at 919-946-9639 and all fun other stuff. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm furious!
Presidential election. Unlike them or Trump, she's neither a coward nor a fascist. Still, abusing the media, encouraging the incitement of physical harm against them, that always whips up a Trump crowd. But it's also a preview. His son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was rumored this week to be using personnel recruiters to try to staff up Trump TV, which starts the obvious cognitive dissonance thing echoing again. Trump TV means his family expects him to lose the election.
I'm right. Nothing bothers me.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose voters.
You have to treat them like shit.
You think I'm gonna change?
One, because I have a very good brain, and I've said a lot of things.
I'm not changing.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
Jenkins, this one looks like trouble.
Grab it.
Excuse me, ma'am. May we see your papers, please?
Oh, you know what, actually...
supposed to be having a motherfucking daiquiris while I'm talking. Shit.
I'm speaking with myself, number one, because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When I think I'm right, nothing bothers me.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose voters.
You have to treat them like shit.
You think I'm gonna change?
You think I'm gonna change? I'm not changing.
I'm not changing.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
Well, secret private email servers are neither secret nor private. I learned that a strong woman can break a glass ceiling and still get followed by a creepy guy with no pants. Ew. I also learned that it's not called being a bully, it's called telling it like it is. I learned that running the country like a business is a great idea, as long as the business isn't Trump Casino. Putin is great, Muslims are evil, unless they're terror informants, then we love them. And I learned that inspecting and kissing naked beauty contestants can lead to the White House, but I also learned I'm too young to vote. So, since I can't vote, just think of who you'd rather trust with a little girl like me.
Our very concepts of media analysis are limited to content analysis and unrelated to the new configurations for electronic media. Our sensory levels have already changed drastically since television. The visual component in our lives has dropped dramatically. The visceral, proprioceptive, kinetic, and auditory modes of response have risen to conscious. The sensory shift has forced us to evaluate practically every thought, every action, and every decision formerly taken for granted.
The campaign is almost over, and democracy is working!
From the imposing of stencils on brain pans, as it were, to discovery, to probing and exploring, and to the recognition of the language of forms. We have now to accept the fact and responsibility that the entire human environment is an artifact.
Jobs represent a relatively recent pattern of work organization. From the 15th to the 17th centuries, there is a steady progress of fragmentation of the status of work that constitute mechanization and specialism.
Then you can head over to the Outer Banks, named after their founder, Tyra. Or you can see the NASCAR Hall of Fame, where you can enjoy all the thrills of the fast cars without all that pesky guilt about climate change. And if all of that is just too much excitement for you, well, you can follow in the footsteps of famous North Carolinians who've come before you and just get out and vote. In fact, one-stop absentee voting or early voting has already started. That means you can vote at any designated location in your county right now. And if you don't trust me, just ask my good friend Matt McGorry. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Matt.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt.
That's good.
So,
sorry, is that all you needed me for? Or?
Yeah,
we just kind of need you to help us get people out to vote. So,
well, you're good. I mean, you're an exceedingly qualified political mind. I'm pretty sure people listen to you.
Yeah, but you're the celebrity, so that's why you're here.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry, should I go?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks Donald J. Trump is going to win this election. Wrong. I am going to win this thing so much it'll make your head spin. You know how? I'm going to sue. That's right. Whatever it takes, trust me, I'm going to sue. I've sued journalists, book writers, students, bartenders, cable networks, comedians, even Miss Pennsylvania, for Christ's sakes. Don't think I won't sue you, too. Donald J. Trump and my incredibly successful businesses have been involved in over 4,000 lawsuits. Does Crooked Hillary have this kind of experience? I don't think so. What a sad, sad, disgusting, nasty, and pathetic woman, by the way. Sure, all but one of my libel suits have been thrown up. Who cares? That won't stop me from suing the filthy, filthy New York Times and those horribly ugly promiscuous women who are not hot enough for me to grab anyway. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sue each and every one of you who has the disgusting nerve to defame me by voting for Hillary Clinton. I don't care how many of you the polls say there are. I am a winner, remember? This won't be the first time lawsuits led to the White House, am I right? See you in court, losers.
Many well-intentioned political reform programs that aim at the alleviation of suffering caused by unemployment betray an ignorance of the true nature of media.
When automated electronic production reaches full potential, it will be just about as cheap to turn out a million different objects as a million exact duplicates. The only limit on production and consumption will be the human imagination. Unhappily, many well-intentioned political reform programs that aim at the alleviation of suffering caused by employment betray an ignorance of true nature of change. Now, America has the largest backlog of all
technology in the world. Its educational and industrial establishments, built by print, and methods derived from print, are vast and pervasive.
Quote.
Backward countries
close, quote.
Now have a huge advantage over us. We now stand in relation to electronic technology much as we once stood in relation to print technology.
Thank you.
Already in the proverbial soft launch on Facebook, it is a cynical exploitation of the last 16 months of relentless Trump self-promotion and reality show plot lines and network enablers and the accumulation of a database of at least 12 million email addresses. But it is based on that one premise. President Trump would have no time for his own political television apparatus. Right? What would a president of the United States need his own television network for? What would a president of the United States, elected purely as a cult figure and facing enormous opposition from the very moment of his inauguration, do with his own television network? What would a president of the United States, with no apparent commitment to nor understanding of democracy, with only a stated insistence that, quote, I alone can fix it, what would he put on his own television network? Trump TV is not designed as a fallback in case he loses. Trump TV is designed as a ready-made propaganda outlet in case he wins.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose voters.
You have to treat them like shit.
You think I'm gonna change?
You think I'm gonna change? I'm not changing.
I'm not changing.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
Jenkins, this one looks like trouble.
Grab it.
Excuse me, ma'am. May we see your papers, please?
Oh, you know what, actually...
This is fucking business, man. It's crazy, right?
Strange but evidently unimportant political movement rise up from the fringes of my own society and from the unsound mind and evil soul of one individual. What would it be like to watch a man laughed at more than feared, spewing bizarre but hardly earth-shattering invective year after year in the shadowy corners, and then to see him in real time and in my native language double down on his rhetoric and hate and convoluted revenge fantasies, and then triple down on them and quadruple and quintuple? What would it have been like to watch in amazement from your home, from the only society you and your family had ever known, to see the country you thought you knew react not with trebled laughter and quadrupled outrage, but with growing acceptance and enthusiasm? What would it be like to see and hear in your own language and own time the hate in which the man trafficked and the power he sought to usurp become part of your daily life? What would it be like to hear a demagogue, a monster in the making, campaigning for office and promising to disband opposition parties and jail the opposing candidate? What would it be like to hear those who follow him see their most secret violent fantasies coming to life, burnished with the authenticity and the authority of a man who had moved the bar between right and wrong towards himself, who could with a few words validate their desires to hate and exclude and kill? What would it be like to see it unfold in preliminary elections and in ever-increasingly fevered rallies as millions handed over their votes, never dreaming that they would be repaid only with fear and privation and death and the destruction of their own country? Outcomes of elections, then to separate a minority from the day-to-day life of my country, then to remove them to camps and uncertain fates there. What would it be like to watch as the police became first militarized and then politically aggressive and partisan, to figuratively then literally adopt the logos and the clothing of the rising mob? What would it be like to watch the figure at the center of this ever-darkening storm begin to promise accords on my behalf, on my country's behalf, with the dictators around the world? What would it be like? And when would it have hit home that what I was watching was no longer politics or the governance of a country, but the normalization of repression and horror? All this I have wondered for decades. What would it be like to see my country devolve and deteriorate from democracy to mindless, soulless cult worship? Thanks to Donald Trump, I am getting the chance to find out. Last Saturday, a rally-goer in Phoenix spits at the media pen and starts shouting, "Jew-S-A, Jew-S-A." He's captured on video as he does so. Day before yesterday, he self-identifies as George Lindell of Phoenix, and he claims it was not an anti-Semitic chant, but empathy for a group of Hispanics at the Trump rally who pronounce USA that way. Because that's what you do at Trump rallies, empathize with Hispanics. Lindell does not explain why his empathy was followed by telling reporters and photographers that they were, quote, going down, and adding, quote, the Jews run the country anyway. In Cleveland, on October 22nd, a man shouts Lügenpresse at reporters. That's an alt-right term today. It translates as liar press. It was used to describe anything Western in the East Germany of the 1960s. It even dates back to the propaganda of the Kaiser in the First World War. But it gained an added meaning. Liar press, or lying Jewish press, or just lying Jews in the Germany of the 1930s. Last Sunday, another man at another Trump rally yells at the press pit, quote, "Put the camera on us, faggot. Put the camera on us, queer." He self-identifies as Matt Fox of Palm Springs, and he explains he's proud to have said that, and besides which, quote, "Queer isn't a bad word. Queer means happy." Yesterday, a member of Trump's Agricultural Advisory Committee tweeted a poll result that read, quote, "Trump 44, cunt 43. Last Sunday, as that rally began in Las Vegas, an opening speaker named Root fantasizes about the death of Hillary Clinton and then says, quote, "We're putting the D.C. elite on notice. We're coming to tear it down. We're coming to kick your ass, and we're coming to put you in prison." Since a year ago June, and in the campaign that has followed, Trump crisscrossed the country in an airplane, descending from the clouds into the arms of growing numbers of fanatics at ever larger rallies. He gave them a positive message, promising something for everyone, and then ascended back into the clouds. A week ago tonight, he descended at Kinston, North Carolina, his plane taxiing towards the crowd of fanatics. A huge spotlight was directed on the door right next to the giant letters spelling Trump, and he walked down the airport stairs and began to speak. And soon, an older man in a dress shirt and a jacket and sunglasses moved slowly towards the stage and got to within about 20 feet of Trump. He waved a piece of paper in the air and shouted, "Donald, Donald!" Trump spotted him, pointed him out to security, and as the man was removed, Trump said, quote, "We have a protester. By the way, were you paid $1,500 to be a thug? You can get him out. Get him out. Out!" Trump went on to riff about what a disgrace it was and how tough his people are. The man turns out to be an ex-Marine, and he's 63 years old, and he's named C.J. Carey, and he's a Trump voter, and he's corresponded with Trump since 1992, and he's reportedly had more than 40 different Trump signs in his North Carolina yard, and they keep getting vandalized, and he keeps getting new ones. And the piece of paper in this ex-Marine's hand was a note urging Trump to not lose the election by continuing to be impolite and unwelcoming to minorities. But to Trump, he wasn't one of his people. As Mr. Kerry approached him, Trump did not see the veteran, nor a pen pal, nor a man with 39 or 40 Trump yard signs, nor a supporter. All Trump saw was that Mr. Kerry is African American. So Trump called him a thug.
Children across the country.
The stuff that Trump has said has made it okay for these kids to say these prejudiced, very racist sometimes comments.
People saying, oh, I can do whatever I want.
It's okay to do it. There's no consequences anymore.
It's terrible that Trump has made that okay.
So, get out there and vote. And if you don't know where your polling locations are, you can check with your local board of elections or just go to the notorious comedy website Funny or Die. That's right, it is now easier to find your polling location than to figure out which bathroom you're legally allowed to piss in. Good luck out there.
Do or can do to brainwash ourselves of this obsolete inheritance has yet to be faced.
Explosives are unaware that unwanted electrical energy can enter a
blasting circuit from the outside.
Yeah.
Transmission lines, straight currents, lightning, static, even radio or television transmission.
You mean any radio or TV station in town could set them off?
Donald Trump loves grabbing young pussy.
Wasn't it true that after he attacked a Gold Star father who lost his son, as his son fought for this nation in Iraq, for criticizing him, he then attacked a Gold Star mother for not criticizing him? None of this bothers you. When he claimed American troops stole cash while serving in Iraq, when he said John McCain wasn't a war hero because he got captured, when he said he had never asked God for forgiveness, if none of this bothers you, none of it makes you think twice about voting for this crude, abusive, sexist, disrespectful, non-religious man, then I have just one more question. Does the idea of a man like this as president appeal to you? Because it somehow makes a similar misogynist in your own life seem more okay? I mean, if there's a president jackass, does that make the Mr. Jackass you know somehow more acceptable?
As design and communications mold the environment, so they shape human perceptions, which, processed at speeds consistent with electronic information movement, induce changes in human institutions at a rate that, for the first time in human history, makes change perceptible.
January 6th, 2009, and it is about the actress Kelly Preston. It is pretty pathetic on its face, but after you hear it, I'll tell you why I think it, by itself, makes Trump ineligible to be taken seriously by any woman, let alone voted for by one. I'll read it in full. I have always respected people who were loyal and faithful, which brings to mind Kelly Preston. A long time ago, before I was married, I met Kelly Preston at a club and worked like hell to try and pick her up. She was beautiful, personable, and definitely had allure. At the time, I had no idea she was married to John Travolta. In any event, my track record on this subject has always been outstanding, but Kelly wouldn't give me the time of day. She was very nice, very elegant, but I didn't have a chance with her, and that was that. When I later found out she was married to John, I liked and respected her even more. Some people have values that matter to them, and she is one of them. Her loyalty was unwavering, and I have always remembered that about her. Being true to someone is very close to being true to yourself. That's a valuable attribute in today's world. Why on earth was he blogging about the time years before when he struck out with Kelly Preston at a club? What does the arrogance of the phrase, "My track record on this subject has always been outstanding," have to do with her? This was a blog post about Kelly Preston's son dying.
Construction company office for a report from DMV on the suspect's license number.
Fortunately, the
primer was damp, so it wouldn't detonate.
The dynamite cartridges have been stolen. What size are they?
The particular ones are 1 1/4 pound.
They bear been calling me terrorist on my skull. And it hurts, you know.
The race for the White House is producing a bullying effect on some school children across the country.
The stuff that Trump has said has made it okay for these kids to say these prejudiced, very racist sometimes comments.
Consolidating power once he is in the White House. It might not even remain Trump TV. It might morph into something like official state TV. What more could he ask for? Indeed, what would he need more than a media outlet that always agrees with his indecisions and his whims and his insults and then demonizes and then organizes action against those who criticize him and ultimately can be amped up to outshout the unofficial American broadcasters, the disloyal ones like CBS and NBC and ABC and CNN and Fox News and every nascent operation from The Closer to Breitbart TV if they will not toe the line. Hell, why bother out-shouting them for very long? Trump has already threatened all the media of this country, all those protected by libel laws, all free speech. He has threatened CNN and the New York Times by name. 9 days ago, his henchman Dan Scavino threatened Megyn Kelly. Watch, he tweeted, what happens to her after this election is over. Why would you assume Trump would bother sticking to the laws when he believes, as no president in our history has ever believed, that he can just nullify laws with executive orders? Why not cut to the chase and just announce that you can't broadcast news without a license from the American government, and we will let you know when your license application has been reviewed?
Reviewing broadcast likes and Z's. Here at WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carver, 103.5. Got it in. Man, 5-day countdown here. Micropowered community-based radio land. Who knows? We might need guerrilla radio to throw in our backpacks. Communicate to our community. If the Trumpocalypse comes down in 5 days. Boy. We've been counting down for so long. At this point, I feel like this country doesn't know what to do. It deserves what it gets. And I'm going to just hunker down and see what happens. I've said that before, though, believe it or not. And they elected Bush the second time. Well, I should say the first time. So, oh, by the way, this is the Furious George show. We've been furious for approximately, really? I don't know. A long time. We also get to play fun, cool Underground Revolutionary beats. Stuff there in the background. Flying Lotus, Gasoline Killer, Lou Kid. Playing some fun stuff tonight. Little Hero Bust there a second ago. And also, taking and sharing the words, Keith Overman. Also, fun stuff from Funny or Die, Mark Forey. and Trump being his Trumpocalyptic self. If you want to learn more about the Furious George shows, while you can, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. We've had several different countdowns on the show. We've counted it down several different New Year's events and other stuff, including the, I think it was the 2012 or whatever, end of the Aztec New Year. We also count down into the crazy, cultish, dim-witted, weirdo religious dude who expected the world to end at some time a second ago or two. So here we go. This is potentially it, though. I see some horsemen rolling up here, people. If you don't believe me, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can see evidence of what we've done here. Sometimes just accidentally, serendipitously, radio world. So let's keep it going. Hopefully. Learn more about the Micropower Radio, Guerrilla Radio, Revolutionary, Street Radio. They only call it pirate when there's actually an established federal agency that regulates radio. So you can't call it that pirate if everything collapses in the Trumpocalypse. Technically, we're going to be Revolutionary Community Radio. Although I have a feeling we're that already. Regardless of what happens on Tuesday. Let's just not take our chances, please, people. Do it. Saturday's your last day for early voting. Get your sorry ass out there and vote right now. Okay. When the polls open, before Saturday. It's the last day. And there's some people... And the some people have actually made it harder for people to vote. And we're seeing that there are long lines. And we're seeing that you don't want to wait till Tuesday. You don't want to wait till Tuesday. Get out and vote. I'm furious!
You go there?
Well, you can't make a diagnosis of television.
And addressed her in a languid, sleepy voice. Who are you? Said the captain.
What'll happen when intelligence is recognized?
Drop this jiggery putt.
Nazis took over all of German radio in 1934, and then in 1939 they made it a criminal offense to listen to foreign stations. Words of dissent did make it through.
Okay, do it. There's no consequences anymore.
It's terrible that Trump has made that okay.
Since Donald Trump has started running for president,
they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
I've felt harassed.
I've been bullied for being Muslim.
A total and complete shutdown of Muslims.
When I'm in a wheelchair, people stare at me.
You gotta see this guy. I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
That's total, and I have to save the nation. When witches make fun of him, that hurt my feelings.
Latino.
I've been bullied for being Muslim.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims.
When I'm in a wheelchair, people stare at me.
You gotta see this guy. I don't know what I said. I don't remember. But not from within their country. And ask the Chinese or the North Koreans how unfettered their internet is. They are told, and eventually most of them come to actually believe, that in blocking them from seeing half or more of all websites, their governments aren't denying them truth, but protecting them from external brainwashing. Happily, that could never happen here, not with Trump having demonized the current American media during virtually every one of his speeches like yesterday, to the point where on the 13th of last month at Cincinnati, the motorcade serving the entire traveling campaign corps had to be guarded by police dressed in riot gear.
Circumstances, I'd rather not.
Eh?
Mr. Burns, I'm afraid you are the sickest man in the United States.
I hope the thieves know how to handle them.
What do you mean, Ray?
Extraneous electricity.
Huh?
These are electric blasting caps, Joe. A lot of people who don't handle explosives are unaware that unwanted electrical energy can enter a blasting circuit from the outside.
I got cha-ching.
get this, Ivy?
Security and Medicare?
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Correct.
Now, when you do, will you accept the results of the election?
I will look at it at the time because, frankly, this whole thing is rigged. Even the media, every day I turn on the news and all of the newscasters are making me look so bad.
And how are we doing that?
By taking all of the things I say and all of the things I do and putting them on TV.
Donald, listen, I'm trying to help you, buddy. So repeat after me. I, Donald Trump.
I, the best ever Donald Trump.
Promise to accept.
Promise to accept.
The results of this election.
The results of this election, if I win. Got you, you loser, trademark.
Comedy website Funny Vote. And if you don't know where your polling locations are, you can check with your local board of elections. So, get out there and vote.
Vote? Just think of who you'd rather trust with a little girl like me.
That's Toto, and I have to save the nation.
Here. Not with Trump having advocated for restrictions on the internet to keep terrorists from communicating or from brainwashing American minds, and then he would decide who's a terrorist. Happily, that could never happen here. Not with Trump's toady, Newt Gingrich, having gone on record as long ago as 2006 saying that part of the internet needed to be turned off and part of the First Amendment needed to be reconsidered. No, no, no. Trump TV is his backup plan, just to cash in on his indisputable popularity with the average American.
Could set them off.
You saying really mean things about women?
She's a disgusting pig, right?
They've been calling me terrorists at my school. And it hurts, you know?
The race for the White House is producing a bullying effect on some school children across the country.
The stuff that Trump has said has made it okay for these kids to say these prejudiced, very racist sometimes comments.
People think, oh, I can do whatever I want.
It's okay to do it. There's no consequences anymore.
It's terrible that Trump has made that okay.
Trump mob in Cleveland called them Lugan Press, the same way Wayne Root called all of Trump's opponents DC elite to be put in prison. What would it like to see my country devolve and deteriorate from democracy to mindless, soulless cult worship? Thanks to Donald Trump, I am getting the chance to find out. I close with a paragraph from a website called HistoryPlace.com. I played a little trick here. I already quoted this paragraph about a minute ago. I have changed just two words in it, both of them proper nouns. In the campaign that followed, he crisscrossed the country in an airplane, descending from the clouds into the arms of growing numbers of fanatics at ever larger rallies. He gave them a positive message, promising something for everyone, then ascended back into the clouds. HistoryPlace.com then adds that the candidate who descended from the clouds in his own airplane made his fanatics more and more ludicrous promises, such as, quote, "In the Third Reich, every German girl will find a husband." That's the closer. I'm Keith Olbermann.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody. And I wouldn't lose voters.
You have to treat them like shit.
You think I'm gonna change?
You think I'm gonna change? I'm not changing.
I'm not changing.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
I'm just a fucking businessman.
Some bad hombres here, and we're gonna get them out.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're raping.
They're gonna be deported. We have a country we don't.
This is a country where we speak English, not Spanish.
We're rounding them up in a very humane way.
Booming free to threaten peaceful citizens.
Excuse me, ma'am. May we see your papers, please?
Oh.
Just a fucking businessman. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Jenkins, this one looks like trouble.
Excuse me, ma'am. May we see your papers, please?